Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. I play that song by Chrissy Hyde from the Pretenders, not because I'm necessarily a Pretenders fan, although I did like some of their music growing up, but that was the opening theme to the Rush Limbaugh program, and actually Rush Limbaugh had passed away a few days ago, as this comes out, he did have a little bit of an impact on my life, so I guess I'll take a moment and say a couple things. I think if I look at his politics, right? I mean, there's definitely some stuff in there that I can agree with and disagree with, as I can with a lot of people. And I had listened to Rush during when I was in college, and I didn't spend a whole lot of time listening to consuming his content after that, but it did give me a counterpoint to a lot of the stuff that I was picking up in university in California. So, and certainly that area. So it was at least a good thing. It's always good to get things from multiple angles. And certainly, Rush's angle was probably very different than the politics of, the Silicon Valley. Although when I was in college, it was not quite known that yet. I guess it was, but it was certainly before like the dot-com boom. So it hadn't gotten quite as crazy as before. But I think he certainly had he had a way of telling stories, and I did get a couple of his books, and I did read them, and I think that he has some ideas at least worth exploring. And I didn't really listen to his show during the current contentious times when things were just ridiculous. But I think what's amazing about Rush, I mean, you can put his politics aside, whether you like him or not. I think what you can say about Rush Limbaugh is he basically saved AM radio, because there really wasn't much on AM radio, but he pioneered really the format that a lot of other people have tried and failed really to capture. He was definitely a force of personality. He got people talking, right? And he, I think that was coming into fore certainly back in the 90s, and he continued to broadcast really until he passed away. And it's pretty amazing. And he wasn't a perfect human being by any stretch of the imagination. I certainly, followed his follies over the years, but he was able to, he produced a product that people liked. He had a point of view that people liked. Clearly, he was certainly one of the most popular, radio hosts in history, I think, as far as that goes. And he lasted for a long time. So clearly, he knew his audience. And he said, and I remember some things he said back in the day. Right? It's like people tune in to any sort of thing. And this would apply to podcasts today, right? People tune in to be entertained. Right? That's it. Right? And everything is kind of entertainment. And I would say even the mainstream news is entertainment to a large extent. Certainly, I don't know that it's factual anymore, a lot of it. So there is all of that. But I think, take a moment and just kind of, think about, he was able, he said they had the golden EIB microphone. He was kind of, he had that, the talent on loan from God kind of thing, right? So some of it was a little bit braggadocious, and I get that. But he put out a quality product, and he had people working for him that he had a great team that helped him with stuff, and he had lots of great contributions. And just as a broadcaster, I think you can appreciate the quality of work. I mean, I could only ever hope to be, a tenth of, just the broadcast quality of Rush Limbaugh, right? Although, it's kind of amazing what you can do in your home these days with all of the equipment and stuff. He always, he had a, you know, you can appreciate his point of view. And actually, and even I had to look this up because I knew that the song that he used for his radio show opening was as I say, it was the Pretenders, right? And I had to think that, you know, Chrissy Hynde would have not liked that song being played and associated with a conservative, right? She was clearly a liberal, right? She, you know, animal activist and, you know, vegan and all this other stuff. But, you know, she said, you know, and actually it was the record company that had a problem with it, apparently. She did not. And in fact, she interceded on on his behalf and said, yeah, he has permission to play the song. You know, and there's an article, I'll link to it in the show notes. So I thought that she might be upset by it, but actually she's not, right? Which, and she says, you have a right to disagree, right? And this is, I think this is something we're missing in this, you know, in the current environment is, it's okay that we have different points of view. It's okay that we don't always see eye to eye. I think we're, in a lot of cases, I think we're probably have a lot more in common than we think, right? But we get hung up on these ancillary issues and we might disagree about how to get to a better world, right? We're all trying to do the right thing. And, you know, unfortunately now it doesn't seem like we're allowed to disagree. You know, it's you're either with the mainstream or you're against the mainstream. There isn't room for a nuanced discussion. There isn't a, it's just not there. And I think it's a shame. I had no idea that I looked it up because it was, I knew they had opposite political leanings, but at the same time, you can disagree. And by the way, you can enjoy the art of somebody who has different political views. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I enjoy all kinds of music that by people I'm sure I disagree with on a lot of things, but I still appreciate the art that they put out. I still appreciate the music they put out. And then the artist can even appreciate that somebody that they disagree with on another issues wants to use it, right? We can disagree. It's okay. I think we can disagree amicably or more amicably than this seems to be the case these days. It used to be okay to say, let's agree to disagree. Now it seems like you can't do that. It's frustrating, but it is a function of the world that we live in. Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.